All right, well, let's go back to the stage where Phil Ward is introducing Uncle Banzai on our broadcast from Folk Alliance Region West 2016.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Hi. It's good to be here after 35 years. Good to be anywhere, really, after 35 years.
Hi, Chet.
Especially here.
You on?
Yep.
I'm on.
There was a drought. There was a swarm of killer bees without a doubt. There's gonna be some new disease, some kind of gout on the backs of giant fleas, and I'm against it.
There was a flu, and then another strain of flu. What can you do? Just wait around, another flu will come to you, and all your pets will get flu too, and that seems bad.
And I heard it doesn't matter how much money that you raise,
the water in the well will only last a few more days.
But I just had a sandwich that had way too much mayonnaise, and I'm really quite upset, 'cause it makes the sandwich wet. And I think they lied about the octane in this gasoline.
And the springs are getting looser on the backyard trampoline.
And the mail was late today, and I missed the lunch buffet. We got problems in the first world too.
There was a wreck,
there was a wreck.
There was a fire and a war. I sent a check,
I sent a check.
Next week I'll send a little more. Hold on a sec. I think I wore this dress before. No, not again. Just count to 10. And I heard that there's a battle that's been going on for years.
And every day another super parasite appears.
But my new Ford Explorer is abruptly changing gears.
First woe was unto
first
thee.
Woe was unto
now God is joining
now
me.
God is joining
the microwave is blinking, but the maize already gone.
Already
a lot of champagne
gone.
I've been drinking isn't really from champagne.
Really from
all
champagne.
The straws I'm on prevent, and the milk was 2%. We got problems in the first world too.
Some folks have no Wi-Fi or it's really, really slow. Some don't even have a toaster oven. Somewhere there are places where the crops will never grow.
It's getting worse, and the farmers have been cursed. But it's dinner time, and I'm sure that I'm not getting two desserts.
'Cause the brulee's kind of brulee, and the flan is really loose. And I think our extra pillows made with duck instead of goose. I got quick instead of crisp, and the bacon was too crisp. We got problems in the first.
'Cause the beer is really hoppy, and the lawn's a little dry. The sloppy joe's too sloppy, and the paper's not too
blind.
The news is all despair, and the remote is over there. We got problems in the first world too. So all those years of therapy came crashing down upon you, and you think you really got what you deserved. Is there any point in wondering where all those dreams have gone to, when your family traditions are preserved? Now I know you need protection from those things that never happened, and I know that there are drugs to keep you sane. But if I couldn't make us better, I'd go back in time and tap into the little things that filled us with such pain. I would come back as the girl who screwed you over. I would change your history.
'Cause if anybody needs a four-leaf clover,
it's the boy you used to be.
I would do anything to change that circumstance.
Come back as that girl.
If I
was said and done, they made you whole. And I wonder about a family when all the kids have scattered. Is it distance that gives children some control? Now I know you get defensive when I bring up your defenses. And I know that there was love in every curse. But if there was one solution that could bring you to your senses, don't you think I'd try it now before we're worse? I would come back as the mother that you needed. I would choke up that assault.
Cause if there's one thing that should have been repeated, it's that you were not at fault. I would do anything to warn you in advance.
I would come back as that girl. I would come back as that girl. If I come back as that girl,
this dreaded bliss, the one thing certain,
I would come back as the woman that you married. I would be your greatest
cause
friend.
Cause the only way to share this load we carried
would be to do it all again. I would do anything. I would do anything.
I would do anything to save this whole romance.
I would come back as that girl. I would come back as that girl. If I come back as that girl, I would come back as that girl. I would come back as that girl. If I come back as that girl, we'd have a chance.
Thank you so much.
Song about family.
So hi.
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 Nice to see you all. It's fun here, isn't it? We had a lot of fun in our room last night. And very good beer and really wonderful acts, guests.
Our room is 752. We are going to try to escape our room from time to time to see all your other rooms, but mostly we'll be in our room tonight.
And not just because of the beer. The free beer.
Free beer.
Not just the, which is the best kind of beer there is. We're going to do a song that was co-written with my daughter when she was 7. I have to say that for legal reasons. In lieu of royalties. She's 17 now. She goes, I never said in lieu of. I go, Uncle Bonsai, royalties. See how that...
Yeah. Take note, all you early folk musician career people. Royalties.
Meaning have a career in accounting.
Baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. Nobody in here did anything wrong, but the baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. He's got all of his fingers, his toes are all on, but the baby's head is a hexagon.
Everything else is just.
Everything else is just fine. Baby's head is a hexagon.
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 There's so many places to rest things upon, because the baby's head is a hexagon.
And now it's hard to gauge concern. There's so much inner rage to burn. It's such an early age to learn that life isn't fair. You could take one side or another,
or you could take away its brother.
But the baby's head would still be a square. The baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. Almost like something Picasso had drawn. I guess you could say that his features are strong. Hey, one of those facets is already gone. Now the baby's head is a pentagon. Oh, hallelujah.
It's
oh, hallelujah.
His head isn't spherical.
Isn't it magical? Life was so tragical. Now we can start it up all over again. So raise up a flag and fall for the hexagonal. We don't have to hang out with losers like them. Our baby's head is a pentagon. Our baby's head is a pentagon. Those six-sided children will never be long, and our baby's head is a pentagon. Our baby's head is a pentagon. Our baby's head is a pentagon. Kill him until he met the woman who could only give him pain. I knew a girl who said no love would ever fill her until she met the only man her soul could not contain. They were married in the summer and they honeymooned in Europe and they settled down in Denver and they hardly said a word. They had 1.7 children and a palace in the suburbs of theirs.
Is the saddest story that I've ever heard.
Who said that happiness was lethal until he met a woman who could cut him down to size. I knew a girl who thought that every man was evil. She sorted through her suitors with the venom in her eyes. They were married in the winter and they
settled in the city, and they worked till they were tired, and they always seemed to fight.
But when no one else could hear them, they would swear their love forever and whisper,
through the passion, everything's all right. Men and women love each other, men and women try so hard. Men and women wander freely, armed and deadly on their guard. Men and women fool their neighbors, men and women rule the world. Men and women movers, shapers, men and women boys and girls.
That love would never find him until he met a woman who would claw her way inside. I knew a girl who said that love would never blind her until she met the only man the darkness couldn't hide. They were married for a while, but they parted in September when she saw that he was changing and he knew she wouldn't die. But she thinks they remember and she knows she'll forget him, and they still feel they were wrong to say goodbye. Men and women cling together, men and women sing off-key. Men and women cringe at incest, prince or princess on their knee. Men and women sagging shriners, men and women flags unfurled. Men and women braggers, whiners, men and women boys and girls. He was a quiet man, the neighbors seemed to love him. He always smiled at the children passing by. No one could understand what demons came to shove him. When he pulled the trigger, when the chainsaw started, was it hard to figure? Was he broken hearted? Did the neighbors marvel at the sun and silence? Did he hate to carpool in intervals? When they close the curtains and they hide inside, do they know for certain if he lived or died? Men and women stoop to conquer, men and women stoop so low. Men and women filled with doubt, they scream about what they don't know. And hostess, men and women, social climb. Men and women fill the churches, steal the urges, kill sometime. Men and women take their places, men and women make some noise. Men and women will scrub faces, men and women, girls and boys.
Just a couple of performing notes. We're going to be at the Kirkland Performance Center in November, just over that way. And then we're going to be down that way in California in December, early December, like
actually,
Santa Cruz.
California is that way?
We're going to be in Point Richmond, and then 2 days later near Santa Cruz and Felton, yeah. Which, by the way, any promoters here, we're looking for a night in between South Bay, south a little bit, if anyone's got a venue for us. Figure this is the best place to ask.
Because we have microphones.
as Phil mentioned in the introduction, that song, by the way, is an older song. This is our 35th year. And the show we're doing in November in Kirkland and then up in Bellingham is kind of our 35th anniversary show. And we're having our ninth CD. how do you define smattering? I mean, thank you for 35 years of, yeah, of this.
There's a footnote there. We'll tell you about it in the lobby later. But yes, 35 years from our inception.
Mm-hmm. Same six songs, but we just take the capo down a few steps. So we're releasing our ninth CD in March or April, but along the way we released a book because, you know, if you think CDs sell, put out your own book. There's my panel for you. So what we did is we made a kind of a children's book for adults, sort of. It's a flip book. It's a picture book. And Arnie did the artwork to one song, and then you read it and you flip it over, and Patrice did the artwork on the other, and the CD's in there. And it is a perfect gift for children.
No.
Not your children. I like to think of it as the equivalent of the drum set for the literary set. So that, you know how like you used to give the neighbor's kid the drums because you didn't give them to your kids? This is a perfect book for your other, for your friend's kids.
No.
I'm sorry. It's
for grown-ups.
Not really. But the song that we're going to do, and we're going to end our set with this song, came out of an old song that Arnie wrote, Arnie and I wrote years ago, called Don't Put It in Your Mouth.
It was an advice song. It was an advice song where we were, you know, in our 20s, and we were kind of making fun of our parents, frankly. So we strung together all the sorts of things they used to say to us to keep us out of harm's way. And of course, now that we've all been parents and continue to be, we think a lot of that advice is really sound and should be heeded. But this is also an advice song, and this is an advice song that now as parents, well, our kids are all grown, but as parents, it's the kind of advice you would give to your children if you could be very certain that no one would know you ever said these things.
And it's the kind of advice that you'd give to them to make them stay in bed at night. You don't want them out of bed.
So, thank
for
you.
For various reasons.
So, thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming.
And
thank
no
you.
Letters, please.
We got a complaint letter like once letters. For the baby's head.
Go figure, right?
The Six-Sided Head Society contacted the radio station. We're not really sure who complained and exactly why. But there were grumblings. I don't know if we can have Uncle Bonsai. They did that Six-Sided Head song.
There's a group. Yep. All right.
Maybe their problem wasn't with the six sides. It was with the doing away
four.
Of one of the sides and then the five-side conclusion.
So yeah, right. That was bad.
So, advice. Keep your kids in bed. That's what this is.
Thanks again for
Thank
listening.
Thank you.
Stay in bed, but don't close your eyes. You know that we love you. No, really, we love you. So keep it together. Take our advice. Just stay in bed, but don't close your eyes. Just not over there. There's so much between us. No, really, between us. Just stay in bed, but don't go downstairs.
Don't go down, down, down. Don't go down, down, down. Don't go down, 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 down.
Monster in the closet's getting hungry. He hopes that you left something on your plate. And the monster underneath your bed knows good things come to those who lie in wait.
The monster in the TV room is restless. He cannot seem to find the good remote. And the monster in the kitchen's got a little bit of someone in his throat.
So don't go down.
Monster in the basement gets so whiny. He always seems to get his feelings hurt.
And the monster in the dining room is hoping for a really good dessert.
The monster in the bathroom brings you water.
In the bathroom brings you
but
water.
That's the oldest monster trick inside.
That's the oldest monster trick inside.
The monster in the hallway knows that you could never hold it in all night.
And he waits around for just a little taste. You can hear his stomach rumbling from the hiding place.
And we love you more than words could ever say.
And we love you even more and more each day.
And we'd love to see you try and heed the warning.
With a love that will refill here if you're still here in the morning.
Cause we love you like you'll always be
alone. We love you like you'll always be
alone. And we love you if you never make a sound. And don't go down, down, down. Don't go down, down, down.
The monster in the toaster's kinda harmless.
In the toaster's kinda
There's
harmless.
Not a lot of damage he can do.
Not a lot of damage
But
he
the
can
monster
do.
In the vacuum sucks a thing that makes you special out of you.
The monster on the front wants throwing pebbles.
Monster on the front wants throwing
He wants you to come down and let him
wants
in.
Wants you to come down and let him in.
But the monster in the pantry likes the tender bits with extra crispy skin. And he waits around for something extra sweet.
Listening for the pitter-pats of tiny little feet.
And we love you more than words could ever say.
More than words could ever say.
And we love you even more and more each day.
Love you even more. And we love you more than Hoden loved Adana. With a love that can't prepare you, but I swear to you we wanna. Cause we love you like you'll always be around. And we love that you're the smartest kid in town. And won't go down, down, down. Don't go down, down, down.
We remember Tommy. Do you remember Tommy? Listening to Mommy would have helped Tom through. Outrun the monsters, but we'll outrun you.
Still we love you living more and more each day. And we love
say.
To have you here another day. And we'll love you till the moment that they swallow.
Till the moment like we love the one before you. And we'll love the one to follow. Yes, we love you like
yes,
we'll always
be alone.
And we'll love you till another you
we'll
is found. So
you
don't go down, down, down.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time.
Thanks,
we'll
all. See
you next
time.
Hall.
Thanks for sound, Chris.
Uncle Bonzai.